Galba.
Go ahead.
As WRUA 709, you're in loud and clear, Kimber. Ron, I had good signal from him, but yeah, there's a lot of hissing type, not static, but interference, and I don't think it's related to the propagation. I think it's the radio or the connection to the microphone, just from what it sounds like here. And I've heard multiple of his radios. I've never heard it quite like this. So, you know, who knows? Of course, you couldn't hear me on MERS today either, which is kind of unusual for us.
Yeah, MERS 3 was really broken up for you. I barely heard you, you know, on and off, and definitely broken up. Ron, yeah, this is, I hear you loud and clear, but Ron, yeah, this radio is, something's not right about it.
Okay, well, the first thing maybe is get a new microphone and try that. I'll be a little cheaper anyway.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. I know on my VHF radio, it keeps cutting out power, and I have a power supply switch over, but I think the microphone may be messing up. I'll be switching out and trying to. Something keeps cutting the power out every time I try and transmit for a while.
Yes.
327.
Sometimes you'll get radios working that way if something's overheating.
Yeah, I think it may be the power supply. That's my first option, and I have another one available. I'll try that and the microphone, and if that don't work, then it's the radio. 327 West, I heard you step in there.
Yeah, you guys know me. One of my pet peeves is unhelpful signal reports, and Ron, you're about 40% static, so whether it's the microphone or the signal, who knows? And Ken, you know, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. After all, you're over-deviating something fierce. If you either backed off the mic or go into the mic setting and drop the level down about one notch, then you would sound like beautiful FM, kind of like Kimber sounds. Kimber, you sound beautiful. So there, the curmudgeon under the bridge, casting aspersions on everyone's radio signal. Back to you, Kimber, WRKU 327.
Thanks, Wes. Good to know I'm coming through clearly and not over-deviating. You know, Ken, I didn't hear him over-deviating. Well, maybe a little. Yeah, maybe just step back from the microphone a bit, I guess. And there we go. Thanks for the signal report. I didn't know what percentage Ron was fuzzing up, but 40% sounds about accurate.